Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle, coming to you from these high-def locales with quality audio. Look, it's great to have you with us as we get you set for another sporting weekend. Very exciting game that I watched last night between my San Jose Sharks and the Arizona Coyotes. A little bit profligate there in the end, where the Sharks threw away a 3-1 lead with just a couple minutes left, and they scored the tying goal. Fat Phil Kessel, who I despise, with 3 seconds left, but the Sharks were able to win it in a shootout. They had not played in 10 months. Literally 10 months without Sharks hockey. And there's some new guys, and I just found it very, very exciting. And I'm a huge hockey fan, so it's good to be back. We have NFL playoffs this weekend. We need to get to that as well, give you Rick's picks. But as always, on a Friday in the first hour, we're joined by our film critic buddy, Jan Wall, and we make it a little bit about Hollywood. We're going to bring in director Declan Berenson. He's calling in from Cyprus. Cypriot. We also have director Sheldon Wilson for his miniseries, Between Black and Blue. And we'll have an Oakland-based director, Rodrigo Reyes, or his SF indie film entry, a film called 499. Later on in the show, I'll have the co-directors of the Tiger Woods documentary on HBO. Funny, I was asked by my boss, did you see the Tiger documentary? And I said, yeah, I saw Joe Exotic. Didn't know about the golf one, but a big negatory on that. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, other ways of catching the show. Also, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, and your cable provider. And if you want to tweet at me, it's at Rick Tittle. You want to write me an email, it's rick@sportsbyline.com as we stream through that website. We'll take a quick break. Come on back.
Ah, buying some pretzel sticks?
Excuse me?
This is your wake-up call from TracFone Wireless.
Okay.
What if you didn't eat all those pretzel sticks by the end of the month, so this store took them back?
Good luck.
That's how some wireless companies are with your data, but TracFone Wireless gives you unlimited carryover data with active service, so you keep what you pay for. Plans start at $20 a month.
Wow, that's cool.
Sir, are you bothering the customers?
Yeah, hang on.
This is your wake-up call, people. TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control.
Available at major retailers. See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Restocking those school supplies.
Whether class is in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything your student needs, like notebooks, folders, and lap desks, at amazing prices.
This week, Staples two-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 4-ounce Elmer's school glue is just 75 cents each.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Restock for school and save at Staples.
Ends 1-16-21, while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast, and we're waiting on Jan Wald. When we dial her up, we'll throw her on the show. But we are joined by our first guest today, and it's Declan Berenson. He has a brand new film called Anna, and it is an Oscar-eligible short film. Declan, I understand you're in Cyprus right now. Are you in Nicosia, Limassol? Where are you?
Hi, first, thanks for having me. I'm in Larnaca, actually, and yeah, I'm in Cyprus, and I came here last year in March for what was supposed to be just 1 week or 2 weeks, and I just got stuck here, and I've been here since then.
Well, let's talk about the film a little bit. It's 15 minutes long. It's about the character Anna, who is from Eastern Ukraine, and I actually knew someone from Eastern Ukraine, and the one thing that I knew about her was that she always wanted to speak Ukrainian. She hated Russia. She hated even the people in Kiev. The Carpathians, they're very Ukrainian there. So tell us a little bit more about the plot, please.
So, and the story is about a middle-aged single mom. And she lives in East Ukraine with her teenage daughter. And then one day she hears a radio advertisement inviting Ukrainian women to come to a party where they can meet American men and mingle with. And the idea is that they might meet somebody, and then this person would take them back to the States with them.
And Jan, you're with us now.
I'm with you for sure. Oh, what a wonderful plot that is, because, I mean, it's just a great idea. And also, it's very true. This is what actually happens, right?
Yeah, these parties they exist since the 90s, and they still happen you know, still today.
I actually
almost signed up to one of these parties to go as like an undercover for research, but it didn't work out. And these parties, yeah, they happen. They usually take place in East Ukraine, in the more poor areas, where, you know, women sort of like would be in sort of a financial situation that you know, the men hoped that they would be able to take them back with them back to the States to offer them a better life, quote unquote. So,
but this is This is not to be mixed up with the Liam Neeson movies about sexual slavery, is it?
No. I'm not sure what film you're referring to, but no, this is
okay.
Liam Neeson is definitely not in my film. Mm-hmm. Not yet.
I have a friend who years ago went on one of these websites, and he showed me, and it was mostly in Eastern Europe, that they would have these tours of American or English men, and you would see them sitting at a party, and the guy was kind of old and not that attractive, and he was just surrounded by what looked like, I don't know, a dozen beautiful young girls in their 20s, and, you know, they wanted a way out, and it was kind of sad in a way to see these beautiful young girls who would, you know, throw themselves at these almost like these dirty old rich guys. Did you kind of find that as well?
Yeah, that's exactly the idea, the story behind it. So the women are young, and the Ukrainian women are known around the world to be very beautiful, and still it's sort of a traditional country, so with traditional values. And then these rich, quote-unquote rich, American men go to Ukraine to sort of like pick them up. But really, these are not rich, wealthy Americans. They're just middle class, you know. But even a middle class person,
right,
even a middle class American, he can offer a better life to a young Ukrainian. So it's sort of like, you know, each person is taking advantage a little bit of the other person's situation. And so there's a lot of complexities in that.
The movie was made under the, what nationality? I mean, how did you get this movie made, being that you're living right now where you are?
Well, first of all, I'm Israeli, but I sort of have been traveling for many years, and I studied very briefly film in London. But then I dropped out of the school because I realized that it wasn't really for me for a variety of reasons. And then I just decided to take the tuition fee that I saved for the school and sort of use it to make films on my own. And that's how I made Anna.
So I know that you took this to Cannes. What was the reception like there?
Yeah, so we were very, very lucky to be accepted to the Cannes Film Festival. We finished shooting the film in February last in 2019 already, and then we quickly, you know, sent in the film, and just on the last day of submitting it, and suddenly I received an email that we've been accepted to the festival, and it just was an amazing opportunity to be able to showcase the film and get attention from different people. And now I'm already working on my feature film as a result of the success of Anna.
Wow, that's great. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you,
sir. Is the feature film different, or are you turning Anna into a feature film?
No, I'm not turning Anna into a feature film because I just think it would be fun to work on a completely new project and not revisit the same thing, even that, of course, there is advantages in that. But my feature film is related to Anna in some way, because Anna was actually the second part of a five-part project that I was working on. I was planning to make five of these short films in five different countries, and Anna was the second part. So I took what was meant to be the third part, and I expanded that into the feature, and that's the project that I'm working on currently.
Mm. Fantastic. Do you have a certain role model as a director, or someone that made you want to do this kind of work?
Nothing specific, but I like the work of the Dardenne brothers. and worked with Celine Sciamma and other European filmmakers, and it's very much in the tradition of the art house filmmaking.
So,
yeah.
Are you more based in Israel, the United Kingdom, Cyprus? Are you sort of a man of many countries right now?
Yeah, so the last place, so I lived in London until last year, but then I just, there was a period of a few months where I was literally living from my backpack and traveling because I was making film. I actually shot half of a film in the States, a new short film that I still need to complete. And I was in a period of traveling, and then the pandemic started, and I sort of got stuck in Cyprus. So I'm here now, but I'm hoping to soon be able to start traveling and working again.
Well, the film is called Anna, and it is in Ukrainian, and it is 15 minutes. It is as we said, at the Cannes Film Festival in southern France, and it's going to be Oscar eligible for best short film as well. Dekel Berenson, the producer and director, has joined us. Congratulations on the film, and thanks for stopping
congratulations.
By.
Congratulations. Oh,
thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
Okay, good stuff. And we'll take a quick break, Jani. On the other side, we'll get to our next guest. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on Sports Byline.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It doesn't really matter. I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
Tittle thinks there's a direct correlation between dogs and lightning.
Welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us coast to coast and around the world on American Forces. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you, and it's very nice to welcome our next guest. Oh. It is director Sheldon Wilson. There's a new true crime miniseries called Between Black and Blue. It is a four-part wrongful conviction true crime documentary and is available video on demand. Sheldon, welcome to the show, and let's just set the scene for 1975 New York City. For those of us who've been to New York, what we see now at Times Square is a lot different than what we would have seen in 1975 and the city going broke. I mean, just sort of set the scene for what New York was like in the mid-70s.
Yeah, you're quite right. It was very, very different back in the mid-70s. Crime was rampant. The murder rate was skyrocketing. And, they were just recovering from, the Knapp Commission hearings involving Serpico. For anyone who's not familiar with that, it was quite the controversy involving the NYPD. And there was a lot of change in New York. And out of that, Mike Borelli, he retired, moved to Denver, and that's the beginning of our story.
And is it based, this is Jan Wall, I'm a movie critic, and you said Serpico, one of my favorite Sidney Lumet films. Is it based on reality, this entire, this is a documentary, right? So this is a true crime murder documentary.
Yes, it is a stranger-than-fiction true crime murder documentary that you really need to see to believe. I mean, it involves a supposed mafia godfather, Vegas high rollers, cops, gangland-style hits, alleged poisoning, Elvis Presley. It just goes on and on and on. It really is one of those stories where if it wasn't true, you would never believe it.
Yeah, wow. Elvis Presley, that name doesn't belong in New York Godfather NYPD murders. How does Elvis fit in?
Well, this was just about a year after Godfather 2 had come out. And, it was mafia mania. So quite a few of cities created an organized crime strike force to fight the mafia. And in Colorado, their organized crime strike force was headed up by Sergeant Robert Cantwell, who, along with other members of the strike force and the Denver Police Department, were good friends with Elvis Presley. Elvis was buying Cadillacs and gifts and flying them on his private jet down to Graceland. And it's Denver where, when Mike Borelli, former New York City detective, retired, he moved to Denver. Opened an Italian restaurant with Hal Levine, the man who was executed in his kitchen a few months following that. And, it's rumored, we don't know for sure, but while some of the Denver police officers, while members of the organized crime strike force were hanging out with Elvis, this was at the height of his drug use, which later in the story raises a lot of questions.
Right. Wow, and Elvis was really in love with the whole mafioso thing. I mean, he became, they used the terminology and all of this. So this is sort of a Blue Dahlia thing, but it but more mafioso, and it happens on the East Coast.
Well, wow. it happened in the major players, Mike Borelli, an Italian-American detective from New York, and his former partner, Robert Davis, one of only a handful of African American detectives at the time in New York.
Wow.
You know, they're from New York, but this all happened in Denver.
Do you love detective stories like Devil in a Blue Dress and all the Sam Spade and Dashiell Hammett? Are you a detective story person?
I am a detective story junkie, and that's what really first, you know, as a filmmaker, you're always looking for stories to tell, and that's what attracted me to this story in the first place. So I come across an article that mentioned the Colorado Godfather. And, you know, I knew a little bit about the mafia, you know, movies or a few books. I'd never heard of a California Godfather. And digging into it, I realized just what an incredible untold story this was. Well, at the core of it is this gross miscarriage of justice as it relates to Bob Davis.
Yeah, let's talk about Bob Davis a little bit. What are some of the racial undertones and overtones about being, you know, one of the first African-American detectives in NYPD?
Well, I can't really speak to that. I can't speak to what happened in Denver. You know, for instance, when Bob is given his first trial, there's evidence that is not available. It's withheld, involving the testimony that one of the victims, the wife of Halloween, who survived the shooting, gave the police, describing her shooter as one of the two men who were in the room when she was shot, as being a black man who was pasty face with gray hair. This was withheld from the jury, withheld from the court proceedings during Bob's first trial. Then this comes out later on. Bob is refused a second trial, even though there is this evidence that, and you know, one of the victims, a witness of exactly what happened, saying, you know, Bob Davis isn't the guy. Shirley Levine spent the rest of her life adamant that Bob Davis was not one of the men in the room when she was shot.
Oh, boy, I can't wait to see this. I love the true crime stuff. I just, I watch all of it. And I love mafia and, you know, New York history. Geez, it's got everything.
Do you know what, too, Sheldon? I saw a study not long ago. It's funny you say that, Jan, that disproportionately women like true crime documentaries more than men. Why do you think, and I'll ask Jan this, too, but why do you think, Sheldon, that it's more women than men like true crime?
Wow. I don't know. I don't know about being a man. I'm not sure if I'm in a position to answer that accurately.
Right.
Why do you think, Jan?
Well, that's such a good question. I think it's because, you think to yourself, gee, I may have some problems, but I don't have that kind of problem. Maybe it's a comparison thing. And also, I love nonfiction. I mean, I read nonfiction. I'm just into it. So, and also, there's a glamour, and I think our guest could speak to that. There's a tremendous glamour to mafia and sort of prostitution, even as horrible as it is for people who do it and who are part of that world. There's just a certain kind of I can't say glamour to prostitution, but certainly to the mob. What do you think of that, the glamour concept?
Exactly, especially back in the 70s. You know, it was, when a lot of the mafia learned how to be mafia by watching the Godfather movies. And and it was certainly enticing for people to maybe exaggerate a little bit about their connection to the mafia, because of that glamorous, dangerous aspect to it.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, you'll see that it actually ends up really turning a few people's lives very, very upside down for these allusions to being close to organized crime.
Wow.
Well, we want to make sure everybody checks out Between Black and Blue, a four-part miniseries, and as I said, video on demand, which means Apple TV, Amazon, Vudu, Fandango, Xbox, Redbox, Google Play, YouTube, PlayStation, Vimeo, all of that. And Sheldon Wilson, the director, has been our guest. Sheldon, congratulations on the project, and thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Sheldon.
All right, thank you.
I am so
thank
there, Sheldon. Thank you.
Thank you. So, Jan, we just have about a minute here. Is it kind of a voyeuristic type of thing to when you say that, you know, you watch true crime and you say, well, those aren't my thought? And I'm like you. I only read nonfiction, too. So
I'm a huge nonfiction reader. Well, also, remember, I'm a student of Hollywood history, Rick. Uh-huh. And Hollywood history is full of gangsters and Lana Turner, Johnny Stampinato, there was a huge gangster element to Hollywood. Not even to mention the Hollywood films, as our guest was saying. So I think it could have something to do with that, too. When we get a second, I'd like to talk about something I saw this week that actually brought a smile to, you know, to my face during these challenging times.
No doubt. We'll have a little bit at the end after our next guest.
Okay.
And we'll bring in our next guest, who actually is a Bay Area director. His name is Rodrigo Reyes, and we'll talk about his new film. If you'd like to participate, the toll-free line is 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. She's Jan Wall. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline USA.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
It doesn't really matter. I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm gonna go anymore.
Tittle thinks there's a direct correlation between dogs and lightning.
All right, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us wherever you are listening coast to coast and around the world on American Forces, Rick Tittle and Jan Wall. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show a local guy done good. It is Oakland-based director Rodrigo Reyes. I have to roll my R's. He just won the Vanguard Award at the 23rd annual SF Indie Fest for his new film, 499. Rodrigo, welcome to the show. Congratulations on your success. Tell us a little bit about 499, if you would.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure. Well, you know, 499 is a film that is like a time-traveling documentary. The movie opens in the beach on the Gulf Coast of Mexico where Cortez and his conquistadores landed, you know, 500 years ago, on their quest to conquer the Aztec Empire. So we're there in the present day, and a conquistador appears, you know, a time traveler appears, you know, from the 16th century, and he's kind of marooned in our contemporary world, and he starts making his way from the coasts of Mexico right up into Mexico City, where the Aztec capital once stood. And so as he goes on this journey, he meets real people, modern Mexicans who are the victims of today's violence. And instead of, you know, conquering and preaching to them, he has to sit and listen to their stories. And so he goes on this journey to learn the real meaning of conquest and colonialism.
Oh, it sounds amazing, Rodrigo. This is Jan Wall. Congratulations on your Vanguard Award. That carries a lot of prestige with it.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a huge honor. You know, I love the Bay Area, and it's just another way of just feeling like I'm part of the community and really connecting with the wonderful folks at the SF Indie Fest. They've been, you know, big supporters of my work for years, and so it's just a huge honor.
Well, this is your fourth feature film, and I know before that you've been with Sundance and Tribeca, but a couple of years ago when you got the Guggenheim Fellowship, I mean, what is it like when people see in you your potential and you get such a fantastic fellowship like that?
Well, you know, a lot of times when you're making art, you feel like you're kind of like, you know, fuzzing about in the dark, you know. You don't know if your work is really resonating. And so these recognitions just feel like a big hug, you know. It's like, yes, we're here, mm-hmm. like your work means something, you know. And I love
wow.
that about these awards, because it's so humbling, like to know that you what you're doing really connects with other people.
It does. Oh, that's so great. And that really says a lot about films in general, how they connect, how they inspired. Who inspired you?
Well, for 499, I was inspired by my dad. You know, my dad was a history teacher back in Mexico, and he would take me along. I was a little kid, and I would go to museums and these amazing archaeological sites. And so he kind of gave me a love for history and a critical perspective also. You know, like he was always asking more questions than giving answers. And I think I just fell in love with the history of Mexico, and that led to me making this movie, you know. And for me, movies in general, they're part of our collective dream experience. You know, we love movies. We talk about movies. They're part of how we see the world. And there's so many great stories out there that, you know, we all share. They're part of our collective conscience.
What is, you know, it's interesting, too, the collective consciousness, especially of Mexican Americans, and growing up in California and me having so many friends who are Mexican American, because for the most part, my friends identified with Aztecs. They didn't identify with the Spanish, but of course, you know, there they have Spanish, you know, surnames. So what is that like, the dichotomy of the Spanish heritage and then, of course, the sort of indigenous pride as well?
I think that's the contradiction of our identity as Mexicans, that, you know, we have this very violent past, and we have these two roots in our identity, you know, the indigenous roots and the Spanish ones. But it's very complicated, like you said. You know, we speak Spanish. Most of Mexico is Catholic. There's things that you cannot separate. And I think with history, it isn't about what was right or wrong. I think what's really useful is, what can we learn today? You know, what can we learn from our history? And the same thing happens, I think, in the United States. You know, we have a lot of things that we need to just accept that they happened and address the effects that we're living with today. You know, like when folks talk about slavery, you know, it's about what's happening today, the inequalities that we still see today across a lot of different communities that remain disenfranchised. So I think that's kind of the usefulness for me of history. It's like, what does it teach us for our lives today? You know, not really about the details and the facts of the past as much as, how does it help to improve our present?
There's a mystical element in Mexican stories, and you know, I'm thinking like Water for Chocolate or Frida. You know, there's this mystical element. Did you find that? You know, am I way off, or can you combine that with history?
Oh no, absolutely. I think like that's what 499 is. It's like this magical, you know, coexistence of many times that exist in the same moment, you know, and just peeling back to reveal that connection and that magic between today and yesterday. And I think Mexico is just such a wonderful, amazing place to make a film. For folks who can see the trailer online, like, you'll see like these amazing landscapes, you know, combined with these really, really intense human stories. There's just so much richness in Mexico, and at times you're watching the film and it feels like you are really in the 16th century, because you're crossing these like enormous volcanoes and looking at these beautiful landscapes, and it's like, wow, like this is something of what it must have been like back then for these guys to cross and to invade, you know, through this territory.
A couple more questions for Rodrigo Reyes. The new film 499 at SF Indie Fest. Many years ago, I had Oscar De La Hoya on the show, and I asked him, I said, you know, growing up with a lot of Mexican guys, it seemed like their families, their dads, they were one way or the other. They either totally embraced America and they wore stars and stripes stuff, or they just hated El Norte, they hated America. So I said, for you, because I know he got some backlash waving the American flag at the Olympics, and he said, listen, my parents are from Mexico, I'm proud of my Mexican heritage, but I'm an American, of course I'm going to wave the American flag. And I know that's sometimes a very delicate thing in the community, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it remains very delicate, because the relationship with the U.S. is really complicated. You know, there's a lot of things that haven't been addressed. A lot of things that the Mexican community has gone through, and the Latinx community that are not addressed and they're not acknowledged. But I think part of the magic of that struggle of like having to hold two countries in your heart is that you get to tell stories and you get to show things that are completely outside of what we think, you know, the regular American story is. You know, that we're the ones who are building these new combinations and these new perspectives that enrich our country, and they enrich all of us, you know. So my take on it is very kind of positive, because I feel like I'm very lucky as a director to have two cultures that I can work with and where I can build something new, you know, from the combinations and the different perspectives that I have. So I really appreciate that. But it is a struggle, and I think for many people, it's a painful one.
Mm-hmm. And last I checked, Trump never got Mexico to pay for that wall, too.
The wall?
No,
yeah.
He did not. Well, you know, I think it's interesting that you mentioned our current president, soon to be ex-president, because, you know, it just shows how important history is. It's always in every speech. There's always this sense of, like, what we were supposed to be, right? And it's like a whitewashed, bigoted perspective on the past. But it just shows you just how important history is to our daily lives. Like, it's part of the biggest conversations around power and politics in our country.
Right.
Mm. All right. Go ahead, Jenny.
Oh, I just wondered what your next project was, Rodrigo.
Well, you know, funny you ask. I'm actually working on it now. I'm working on a film that's been going on for 10 years, and it's about my friendship, but it's a very special friendship I have with a young man who's incarcerated, and he's doing life without parole here in California, and I met him because I was his interpreter at his trial. So with this really crazy, beginning to the friendship, we've been working on a movie of his life for like 10 years, and so I'm really excited to tell that story because you hear about, like all these like different like true crime films and they tend to miss like, the real human beings that are behind some of these really tragic sentences. You know, life without parole when you're 19 years old, it's unbelievable, and it's so hard to wrap your head around. And in this movie, over 10 years of working together, we really get to hear the other side of the story of who this young man was. And I'm very excited to release that early next year. It's called Canzon and Me.
All right. Well, make sure everybody to check out the 23rd San Francisco Independent Film Festival. You can find out more at sfindie.com. It's going to begin on February 4th. It's going to run through the 21st of February, and it's going to feature 42 shorts and 38 features from 20 countries. And, basically the best of the bunch here, the pick of the litter, is the movie 499, which won the Vanguard. And we've been speaking with its director, Rodrigo Reyes. Rodrigo, congratulations, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And it's a pleasure being on your show. Thank you for having me on.
The pleasure is ours. And we'll come back, and Jan Wall will give us a little item, something to put a smile on her face. So we'll do that
after
a quick break on Sports Violence.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health
health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You spent over a decade in the Middle East, and I just wanted to say that I'm a great fan of your work.
Well, thank you very much.
Don't interrupt me, please. Thank you. What did I just say? Do you know who I am?
You must be crazy. Use a DOG. And if you was my man, I would have been kicked you out of my house by now. This is what had happened.
All right, couple minutes left with our friend Jen Wall. Jen, what did you like?
Well, you know, Netflix, Rick, has been giving us really gutsy, great work lately. Bridgerton, which I love so much, we talked about last week. But this is, you know, it's very adult Bridgerton. It's in fascinating adult filmmaking. Well, this is a documentary they've just come out with 2 days ago. It's the host is Nicolas Cage, perfectly cast because the subject matter is the history of swear words. Do you know about this?
I saw the promo for it, but I didn't watch it.
Okay, well, I watched it, and I think you'd really like it. The thing is, it's in your face. Swear words, but it goes into the history of them, what they're about, their social context, how they started. You know, we both love history. How they interview all these people who write dictionary definitions and how these swear words started. It's most interesting and very adult, so be ready for it.
You know, it's funny with swear words too, like the C word in England, people say every 5 seconds. And in America,
right,
I know American
right.
women, that is their kryptonite word.
Crazy. But they get into that. They start with the F word, the history of it, the context, how it began in royal times. It actually stands for something to do with the king. It's really quite sensational. But it's, as I said, it's in your face, you know, so you have to really be an adult about it.
I've heard before that FU came from the tree of the U, and I heard it meant for unlawful carnal knowledge, and now you're saying it's something to do with the king?
Yes, a very early king. He had to grant a decree in order for you to actually do the act. There had to be a piece of paper. Wow, I know way too much about this.
Wow.
But it's
all right. Hey, Jen, always
forward.
Good having you in, my friend.
Okay.
Thanks again for
right.
another session, and we'll see you next week, buddy.
Okay, thanks, Rick.
All right, I'm Rick Diddle. Come on back on Violet.